Chapter 14. Music is the fastest dopamine delivery system, or at least the fastest one that LP could think of. You drop the needle, and you get your fix immediately through oral stimulation. He was still nursing a bit of a hangover after his night with Dion, Faith, and Atman, but it seemed worth it. It was still early in the day, so he resigned himself to easing back in his brown and black Herman Miller lounge chair, slapping on an album, and vegging for a bit. LP put on the latest from Blur, called Ballad of Darren. It was a zoetrope vinyl record, which meant it would display an animated array of images as the record played. Every time he saw it, all he could think was, "This is pretty fucking awesome." His was a limited edition signed copy that he'd got his hands on when the album was released, thanks to a friend from his old days in England, who still ran one of the last great record shops. Even though the album was brand new, it still brought what he called the serial moment, the snap, crackle, and pop as you drop the needle on a plate of vinyl. Vinyl brought the analog, and thus the truest form of music recording to your brain. It had flaws. You always had to pause for a moment midway through the collection and turn the album. But digital recording sucked, at least as far as LP was concerned. The beauty of a 20 to 25 minute side of an album was that it was never long enough to put you to sleep, and it always seemed to leave you ready for more on the other side. All that said, LP's thoughts as he began meditating on the Ballad of Darren were that life today is like dopamine, whereas serotonin, the drug that fuels our memories, creates our sense of yesterday's. Vinyl gave him a chance to return to the serotonin days of digesting, mulling, metabolizing, and just slowing the fuck down. As he felt his heartbeat slow, he started thinking about the first time he met someone he knew of only as Artius.